Hello, and welcome to this segment of Backtracks in Time. I'm Jack Sensabar, and my guest today is a local blues singer and member of the Green County Historical Society, Lex Gray.
Thank you so much for having me. I know we talked about a lot of the things we were going to potentially discuss in this segment, and between that discussion and now, I received a most interesting package on my doorstep, and I thought this was worth mentioning since this is definitely a Backtracks in Time type
Perfect.
Thing. So the odd-shaped box arrives with my legal name on it and my husband's legal name, not our stage names or music names. So we thought that was interesting. It was oddly shaped. It was rather heavy and dense, and much to our curiosity and delight, it was a bunch of pictures of our house. We live in the village of Catskill. We bought our house 19 years ago last week, and it is quite an amazing old Victorian house. It's full of mystery. It's full of questions, and this box with all of these photos from the 20s and 30s, and you know that's a time that I'm very interested in, mm-hmm. especially in Catskill with my speeches about bootlegging and such, and blues music and bawdy entertainment here in Catskill in the 20s and 30s. I got this letter and package from somebody who lived in the home in that time.
Okay.
So, shall I proceed and read the letter?
Go for it. And then we'll get into the, whatever. We'll take it from there.
All right. I will redact the address and the names.
Yes.
Just because I haven't gotten this person's permission to share this.
Okay.
You are probably wondering why you got this odd-shaped package. I am name redacted. I am the grandson of Name Redacted, who lived in your house following their marriage and until my grandfather died and my grandmother moved into an apartment on Main Street. I will not burden you with their complete history, but you might find it interesting to learn that my grandfather was an attorney who practiced in Catskill, and upon his death, my grandmother became an historian with Green County.
I see the connection here.
Wow. Ding, 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 ding. Right? The letter continues, the person's mother is now 96 years old, and they're downsizing her house, which she's lived in since 1959. She moved to that house after growing up in my house in Catskill. In her files, we came across architectural drawings of your house, sending them to us, sketches of built-ins, sketches of all the secret compartments, very exciting. I have included in this package some other items you might find interesting. Some samples of the wallpaper for the living and dining rooms, and also some photographs of myself, my sister, and my grandparents, so you could see how the house was decorated in the mid-1950s. It continues and gets more interesting. My mother and sister and I spent our summers at the address after my grandfather's death. I have particularly fond memories of the attic and the porch on the second floor. The family story is that the second floor bathroom was renovated during the Depression using the money my grandfather earned prosecuting Legg's Diamond.
Oh, okay.
Now, ironically, I just did a talk, fairly recently did a talk at the Historical Society about gangsters of notoriety in Greene County, mm-hmm. and Legg's Diamond was at the forefront. It was fascinating to me that the house had a second stairway. I recall the railroad tracks near the house, which fortunately were not used much. Oh, well, that sure has changed.
Yes.
We called the structure in the backyard the summer house. It had a great view. Turns out it had a view of the Grand Hotel, which is the hotel that was mentioned in my rise and fall and re-rise of Catskill Mountain Resorts. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was kind of so interesting that from the backyard of the home, you could see the structure that I did a presentation on.
I believe that was where the Green Miracle Arts is.
Correct. I had no idea you could see it from from that area, though. It must have been huge. When I'd been in the area, I've always taken time to drive slowly past the house. I've never had the courage to get out and knock on the door. Wish you had. I would appreciate hearing from you and that you've gotten these items so I can report to my mom and my sister. So there is a letter in the mail now back to this wonderful person. And in that time, I took out a book from the Vetter Library, which was the book that the woman who lived in my home wrote about Greene County history. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, I know it's terrible to do show and tell on the radio, but but I'm waving
good
a pamphlet.
Yeah.
I'm waving around a small pamphlet.
Trust me, it's there.
So I thought that would be a really interesting way to kind of open tracks of history and how history comes back around and people interested in history reach out to each other through time.
Excellent. Yes, it is. Excellent way to start. Thank you, Lex. So now you're going to be doing a presentation, I understand, this coming Sunday, the 17th at...
On Sunday, November 17th, I'll be doing my Women of the Blues show. And I don't know if all of our listeners know, but not only am I in a touring blues and rock band, I really enjoy the music of the past, and I'm greatly influenced by it. And I love to do presentations of historical music. I've done a couple at the Historical Society. I'm a member of the Bronk House, and I'm a frequent flyer at the Vetter Library. And I really encourage anyone who's interested in history to connect with those venues. And there's also a Greene County Facebook page. The Greene County Historical Society has a Facebook page. The website, if you're interested in connecting with the society, is gchistory.org, and you can become a member, as I am. And we do a lot of interesting presentations, and this one grew out of the kind of a woman's movement and, the political times. And these are the seminal women that invented blues and rock and roll, and I am presenting their music and their stories on Sunday, November 17th at 2 p.m. at the Park Theater in Hudson. And it's an amazing theater with beautiful tin walls. And so that is the show that I will be presenting at the Park Theater in Hudson on Sunday, November 17th at 2 o'clock. And you can get tickets at theparktheaterhudson.com.
Okay, wonderful. Now, we were talking the other night, Lex going over this, and now you also mentioned that tying this into Catskill in a way, that Catskill was a stop on the music and vaudeville circuit?
Absolutely, and that's actually what we were going to talk about.
Yeah.
and I still have some very nice tidbits about that. There is a house in Catskill that I'm actually putting the feelers out to get information about it. It was recently purchased, and it might become a museum for the Black Vaudeville Renaissance. It supposedly, now when I was looking at homes in the village of Catskill, that home was referred to as the brothel. Supposedly, wow. Prior to its incarnation as a brothel, it was a stop on the train where members of Black Vaudeville troupes could stay because, of course, housing was not integrated well here, and they had their place that they stayed, and they had a whole network of places that they stayed. Even, I mean, I would think that would be something from the South, but unfortunately, it was something that was true even in upstate New York.
Yeah.
So a lot of people from the Harlem Renaissance movement might have stayed at this residence here in the village of Catskill, right up on North Street.
Oh.
And we are looking for any letters or so. Call to any history buffs out there if you have any information about this house. Some called it the English House. I've heard it called the Child's House. Any information, I would love to hear from you.
Oh, wow. Now you got me thinking where that could be on North Street. Okay, it's only two streets over from me.
Well,
so
think about where the train might be. And
go from think I got it. I got an idea of where.
And the train would stop there, and clandestinely the performers would unload into the residence and stay there.
And
also the rumor has it about this hobo tramp camp that was right across the train tracks from said vaudeville residence. So, and this was told to me by a neighbor who was elderly when I first moved into the home. She discussed how there were hobos and they would knock on the doors of the people in the village and either ask for some money or ask for something to put in the soup pot or ask if there was a chore they could do in exchange for a little bit of money, and thus the hobo soup song.
Right. I remember several years ago, Lex was on, I used to do this as a monthly show, and Lex was on, I think around the time that album came out.
Yeah, we did a little homage to the Catskill hobo. Mm-hmm. And a local person did tell me, but of course this is bar lore, that the bowling alley was named for all the hobos in Catskill. That's why it's called the Hobo.
Ah.
That Catskill was a hobo destination, and the hobo meaning homebound soldier. That is the origin of that word.
Thank you. Homebound
soldier from a war. If your town has been destroyed, mm-hmm. or the economy in your town has been destroyed, you'll hop on the train and find another place to settle your roots.
I love learning these extra little things, folks. I'm a railroad buff anyway, so that's where hobo comes from.
Yeah, Catskill's a good village if you're a train nerd, like Jack and I.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
So the possibility does exist that a lot of these seminal women of the blues might have been on a train stopping in Catskill. I know the Rabbit's Foot vaudeville troupe did perform here at one of the theaters. I think I have it written down. See, I brought my notes, and now I can't read them. The Lee, help me.
Nalida?
The Nalida. Can't read my own handwriting. Right. Yeah, that one of these vaudeville troupes, if not several, might have performed there. And many burlesque shows have performed at that theater. And funny factoid, Betsy Custer and Candace Wheeler, both founders of the International Design Center, who also founded Auntiora, mm-hmm. as a upscale women's retreat to get away from the hubbub of New York City, where there were no phones and you would design your own cabin. They also had little parades through Tannersville where they would ride naked on oxen. You can't make this stuff up. Anyway,
I'm going to have that visual now. Thanks, Lex. Yeah,
they were responsible for bringing the burlesque to upstate New York and to more like smaller theaters in more rural areas. And the Ixion Burlesque was one of the interracial burlesque shows that they brought up here to Catskill.
Whoa. Right? Okay, Catskill a whole different way now.
Very ahead of our time. Our village has always been very open-minded, and we're not going to change now.
Right. And just a quick side note. We mentioned Nalida Theater. That stood on the spot where the present-day community theater is. The Nalida burned, I believe, in 1917, and the community was erected in 1920 as a vaudeville house. So, I'd love to see it reopened again.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. There's always room for a good vaudeville theater in a vigorous village. So please support history and become a member of your local historical society. Get out and find those stories and spread them around. Talk to people. Open up a network. That's the only way that we're going to keep the great tales of our village and our history alive, is if we share them together. And you can always, you know, back up some of these stories with some facts, because we have access to a wonderful library here in Greene County. Mm-hmm. But you can also disseminate them as folklore, and maybe other people can corroborate the story. Not everything gets written down, so make sure that you keep the oral history of your community alive.
Yes, if it's older people, yeah, maybe perhaps older people to talk to. They've lived through all of this. You know, they have a wealth of information.
Right, and yeah. And you know, get a hold of those scrapbooks and those photos. Not everything is going to make that digital transfer. Right. So, you know, grab hold of it. And there's also a very good reliquary at the Vetter Library. You can probably drop anything off that you don't know what to do with. Okay. And hopefully it will be, I don't want to make any more work for the archivists, but, you know, hopefully it will be put in a place where people who are doing projects like you or I could access these things and borrow them, photograph them, disseminate them, mm-hmm. etc. I know I've used that library as a great resource for a lot of the lecture series that I do. So yes. It's really invaluable. And then, of course, you can get off on a tangent and be in there for 3 days, you know, on something that you had no idea. Like, you know, you just start running with a tentacle and a lot of really, really cool things come up.
And again, as a side note, Vetter, that was the name of one of the Greene County historians, I think back in the 20s, Jesse Van Vechten Vetter.
Very good.
And
absolutely
so that's
true.
Where that came from. Just throw my own little things there too.
There you go. And a great resource of information that's open to the public. You can make an appointment, go in, and have run of all of this wonderful stuff through the ages. And lots of newspaper clippings and other archives, boxes of you know, people's scrapbooks. I love the old letters. I'm a letters person. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you can really get a better window on history reading a communication between two people than you can reading a book full of factoids.
Right. Oh, that's wonderful. Now, just I know you. Where is the Park Theater located?
The Park Theater is on Warren Street in Hudson, on the, like, I guess that's the lower part near the square, 723 Warren. And it's a beautiful old space with tin walls that is being lovingly restored as a performance space.
Oh, okay.
And that, once again, that's Sunday, November 17th at 2 p.m. Women of the Blues, Naughty Body Songs by the Naughty Body Women that invented blues and rock and roll.
Right up your alley there, Lex. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Lex, for joining me once again on Backtracks.
Such a pleasure to be on Backtracks, and let's all make sure that we make our beautiful tracks through history.
Good. Wonderful. Thank you. I couldn't say better myself. Okay, again, thank you, Lex, for joining us. And so stay tuned for another segment of Backtracks in Time in the near future. I'm Jack Sensabaugh, and have a great day.